Welcome to episode 496 of the Inspired Stewardship Podcast.
Hello, my friend. This is Dr. Brad Miller from the Pathway to Promise podcast. If you'd like to stay inspired, to stay on your pathway to promise, you can't do better than listening to the Inspired Stewardship podcast with my friend, Scott Mader.
So you'll notice already that each time when I'm doing the review, it fits immediately into a step where I plan. And we're going to go deeper into planning next week. There's two other parts, which is reflect and revise, and that fits into this too, because see, as you review, part of that is to do this exercise of reflection and revision. But we'll talk about why those things are so important.
Welcome and thank you for joining us on the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. If you truly desire to become the person who God wants you to be, then you must learn to use your time, your talent, and your treasures for your true calling. In the Inspired Stewardship Podcast, you will learn to invest in yourself, invest in others, and develop your influence so that you can impact the world.
Today on this episode of the Inspired Stewardship Podcast, I'm talking with you about a special topic, the topic of doing an annual review. I'll be talking about different parts of this, and I'll be breaking it up into four parts: review, plan, reflect, and revise. Today, we'll be diving deep and talking about that first part, the review. You know, one area that a lot of folks need some help with is around the area of productivity. Getting not just more things done, but actually getting the right things done can be really, really tough. I've got a course called Productivity for Your Passion that's designed to help you do this and then to hold you accountable and walk with you so that you can tailor productivity not just to be getting more done, but actually getting the right things done. What's more, we take the approach of looking at your personality and how you actually look at things in the world and tailor the productivity system to your personality. Because the truth is, a lot of the systems that are out there are written really well for somebody with a particular personality type. But if you have a different approach to things, they just don't work. But there's tools and techniques and approaches that you can take that will work for anyone. And we help you do that in Productivity for Your Passion. Check it out over at inspiredstewardship.com/launch.
This time of the year, we often spend some time reflecting on 2019 before we move forward into the next year. You know, one of the things that happens a lot is people set resolutions or goals in the new year. And you probably did that back in 2019 at the beginning of the year, but maybe you didn't. And we'll even talk about how to use this process if you've not done that this year, if this last year you didn't set any goals. And we'll talk about what to do moving forward into 2020 in the upcoming episodes. But I actually set aside a full day to do an annual review process. I use review as part of my process at a number of different levels, and I'll talk about each of those today and talk about why they kind of all fit together. But one of the concepts is this idea of review. See, the truth is, you can't really improve something if you don't pay attention to it. You can't really improve something if you aren't measuring and focusing on what's going on and actually looking at some sort of change or numbers or something that is measurable in some way, shape, or form. Now, that doesn't mean that all of your goals have to end up just being numbers and just about things that you can turn into numbers, but it is true that you have to figure out ways that you can review and reflect and revise as you do your plan. And today, we're going to be talking about that review process. See, at the end of the year, one of the things that I do is I look back and I ask myself questions and I try to look at actual information so that I can answer these questions in some sort of way. And it's not just about data either. It's also about feelings. It's about reflecting on how you interacted with people, how you interacted with your goals, how you interacted with different things, and how you feel about it. You know, I'm a data-driven person. I tend to look at the world in terms of task and process. But the truth is, it's also about your feelings and your emotions and how they affect you moving forward. And getting into this habit of looking back and reviewing is part of growth. So how do I use review? Well, the truth is, and I can go from big to small or from small to big, but review is a process that dovetails and fits together throughout my year. See, at the end of the year, I do an annual review where I look back at the reviews that I've done earlier in the year and kind of deconstruct and decompress how all of them fit together and how my overall year went. So when I said I look back at reviews I did before, see, each quarter, I do a quarterly review where I look at that quarter and I reflect on what happened in that quarter. And then I use that to adjust the plan that I've got for the next quarter. And each month, I do a monthly review where I look back at that month and I ask myself a series of questions and I look forward to the next month. And I try to think about how does this fit into my plan for the next month. And each week, I do a weekly review. I do this on Sunday nights whenever I do my plan for the upcoming week. Before I do that plan, I do a weekly review. And each day, I actually do a little daily review. At the end of the day, before I create my list of the things that I want to get done tomorrow, I do a little bit of reflection on how that day went. So you'll notice already that each time when I'm doing the review, it fits immediately into a step where I plan. And we're going to go deeper into planning next week. There's two other parts, which is reflect and revise, and that fits into this too, because see, as you review, part of that is to do this exercise of reflection and revision, but we'll talk about why those things are so important in the weeks to come up. So what questions do I ask in my annual review? What do I ask in my quarterly review, my monthly, my weekly, and my daily? The first two questions that are the biggest ones is what did I do well and what did I struggle with? And the only thing that changes is kind of the time frame. So right now in my annual review, I'm looking at what did I do well in 2019? What did I struggle with in 2019? Quarterly, it's what did I do well in this quarter? What did I struggle with in this quarter? And so on, all the way down to daily. The other things that I ask myself are what things am I grateful for in 2019? What did I get done on my annual goals or my quarterly, my monthly, my weekly, or my daily? I look back at the goals that I set for that length of time, and I try to think about what did I actually accomplish? What did I not? Did I keep up with my habits that I'm trying to build? Did I do the things that were actually measurable in terms of output? And I also ask, what did I miss out on these goals? Did I fall short in any areas? Did I maybe not get to something that was I thought was going to be an important goal, but it just didn't happen? And if so, why not? And then what did I learn about my business focus, my ideal client, any processes that I use? Was there anything about those areas that I need to adjust? You can ask that same question instead of business focus. You can ask about any of the areas of life. You can ask about your spiritual, your intellectual, your career or business, your personal, your financial, and your recreational or entertainment kind of goals. So that you can look at all seven of the zones of your life and you can reflect about each as you do this review. If you didn't, however, set up a plan, maybe you're getting to the end of the year and you're about to start planning for 2020, but you didn't really have any goals for 2019, or you didn't write them down, you didn't do a quarterly review, you didn't do a monthly, weekly, or daily review, so you have no notes. Can this still work for you? And the answer is yes, it can. This is still something you want to do before you set your plan. Now, it's a little harder because you don't have just a review document to look at. And I can look at the four quarters and I can know a great deal about what I did this year. But you can do this by looking at things like your calendar. Look at your email. Look at your notes. Look at any journals you kept. Look at the things that you did and try to reflect on them. What was accomplished? What was not accomplished? Did you use your time well? Did you use your talents well? Were you moving towards living out your calling? And as you do this review, this is going to feed into the plan for 2020. And this is what the reflect and revise steps are about that we'll be talking about later. So for now, put a time on your calendar when you're going to do your annual review and begin gathering those notes and that information that you need to do it. And tune in next week when we talk more about planning 2020. Thanks for listening.
Thanks so much for listening to the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. As a subscriber and listener, we challenge you to not just sit back and passively listen, but act on what you've heard and find a way to live your calling. If you enjoyed this episode, please, please do us a favor. Go over to inspiredstewardship.com/iTunes rate, all one word, iTunes rate. It'll take you through how to leave a rating and review and how to make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so that you can get every episode as it comes out in your feed. Until next time, invest your time, your talent, and your treasures. Develop your influence and impact the world.